Wisconsin's moratorium on new nuclear plants dates back to 1983, a few years after the core meltdown at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. Those who want to lift the moratorium say concerns over nuclear safety never materialized after that incident, and it's time to consider adding more nuclear plants in Wisconsin. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says it makes business sense for Wisconsin, which currently buys a lot of its power from out of state. And he says there's also an environmental argument.
As we increase that use of nuclear, we reduce the need for the greenhouse emission energy sources like natural gas and coal. This is the environmental vote of the session.
That argument holds merits for several Assembly Democrats who worry about global warming and voted in favor of this plan. But others, like Beloit Representative Chuck Benedict, say lifting any moratorium takes focus away from safer sources of renewable energy.
It takes about a decade to build a new nuclear power plant. Assuming you can find a community in Wisconsin that wants a nuclear power plant in their backyard. In that time frame, new, cleaner alternative sources of power could be up and running.
Benedict says the moratorium should stay in place until there's a safe place to store nuclear waste and it makes economic sense to build new plants. Benedict will get his wish this year. The Senate won't vote on this bill. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says he doesn't see a public outcry for nuclear power. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.